Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you are unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, but I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Have Jesus looking toward Jerusalem and the accomplishment of his exodus, the Paschal mystery, his death and resurrection. And he gives us this great image as a foretaste and even participation in what his exodus will accomplish when he says that he is like a hen gathering her brood under her wings. I mean, we may not get this at first glance, but the many barnyard fires over the centuries have shown something about the tremendous sacrifice of hens for their broods. That when an inescapable fire is coming, the hen, knowing that she cannot escape, will gather her chicks together under her wings. She will die, and her brood will live. What a powerful image that is for Jesus, and how he is headed to Jerusalem to bear the full burden of sin, to bear the full burden of our wickedness, so that we might not suffer its effects, that we may be liberated from the effects of sin and our own rebellion against God. Jesus heads to Jerusalem as the place, say time and time again, of rebellion against God. And this happens in part because God's revelation of himself is to the Jews. It's to the people of Jerusalem. So they have something to rebel against, and unfortunately they often do. And this is why Jesus is saying, right, it's impossible for a prophet to die outside of Jerusalem. No, that is the place of rebellion. That's the heart then of rebellion, and Jesus is going there precisely to turn the rebellion around. We have life as chicks of Jesus's brood. We have life in the one who has conquered our rebellion against God, and it's ours to trust and follow him, he who is the messenger of peace, he who brings us what our hearts most deeply desire and what we need. Trusting and following him, we find life for ourselves under his wings. And we'll become agents of his gathering all people to his life-saving work.